This is David Cruz with the Comstock Report. I was pleased with the Iowa Farm Bureau's response to the recent multi-agency report on climate change. They pretty much had the same response as I. Look around and you can see it. The report warned that crop yields could be reduced due to the ongoing changes in rainfall and the severity of heat waves. There could be a 25% drop in corn yields by the middle of the century. Changes in technology will likely not allow adaptation. I would not count us out yet on that score. The report forecasts warmer winters, which can allow more pests to extend their range north. It also forecasts warmer nights, which is unfavorable to corn yields. Corn plants need cool nights to rest. Currently, more rainfall has held down temperatures and the growing season is extended. The Iowa Farm Bureau Federation statement read, "Climate change is likely one of the reasons that we have seen record yields over the past 4 or 5 years. Not that we have not had issues, but at some point the negatives will outweigh the positives, and then it is a question of how quickly that agriculture can adapt," unquote. The sweet spot of the Corn Belt is likely to move a bit east and north. My guess would be that it would be Minnesota. Very few farmers are going to move, so they are going to invest more in technology where they live. Farmers are gearing up to plant and harvest in shorter time windows because it seems like those windows are shortening. Costs will include lost work hours, more medical expenses, higher utility costs, and storm damage. Insurance companies believe in climate change as they factor into the loss coverage and higher premiums. The WHO says that we have seen the 20 warmest years in the past 22, with 2018 the hottest on record. They see this trend extrapolating. Heat waves were concentrated in large parts of the Northern Hemisphere. If all the promises made to cut emissions in the Paris Accord were fulfilled, the world would still warm by 3 degrees centigrade by the end of the century. China is the largest emitter at 26.6%, the U.S. second at 13.1%, followed by India at 7.1%, and Russia at 4.6%. 19 members of the G20 adhere to the Paris Accord, with the U.S. having withdrawn. I think that climate change will impact the next election, and that old folks who tend to be deniers are dying, as young people who express more concern over climate change are trending to vote more as a demographic. The cities are the highest risk under climate projections, proving again the country is the place to be. Arctic ice saw its low point in 2012, but it is projected to be ice-free by 2050. The beef industry gets a bad rap for greenhouse gas emissions, but they charge the beef industry for deforestation, which most beef is produced on natural pastures. Chicken and pork are considered greenhouse gas friendly. Climate change scientists are often charged with being in it for the money. I don't see climate scientists with big lake homes or ranches in Texas. It is big oil that is the nemesis of climate change argument, and we know that they are in it for the money. They have spent enormous sums hiring experts paid to undermine climate science. Climate has always been changing long before man was a material change factor on the planet. It is therefore necessary to determine the natural from the man-made. The deniers will claim that it is impossible. I think not. I think the science is better than that. Trump will claim that the science community is split, and the really smart ones deny climate change is a threat to humans, and it'll change back. The truth is that 97% of scientists agree that global warming is happening and that humans are the cause of it. If 97 out of 100 doctors diagnose a disease, would you ignore them? Public confusion over climate change has been manufactured. While I am glad that I don't live on the ocean coast or own a condo near the Everglades in Florida, I believe that climate change is impacting me here and now in Northwest Iowa, and that that change is accelerating. It would make a difference where I would buy a farm. It would not be in Kansas. Climate change projections would favor Minnesota. Climate change is not all about global warming. It generates weather extremes where it is warmer in Alaska than in Iowa. Winter can be warmer and the summer cooler in the heartland while the coasts get hotter. In 2017, there were 10,000 new cold temperature extremes set compared to 36,000 new heat records. A warming climate fuels extremes, more intense and powerful storms, floods and droughts, and impacts everyone on the planet in some way or another. You cannot hide from it. A lot of what the deniers claim is correct, just not in the total context, missing the big picture. Farmers have been adapting to climate change without really knowing it. Tiling companies are having a good year. You've been listening to the Comstock Report. For more information on marketing opportunities, visit us in Royal Iowa online at Comstock.com or call 712-227-1110.